I'm here today with Karen Linneman, author of Only Nuns Change Habits Overnight, to talk to her about her latest book, A Waste is a Terrible Thing to Mind. Karen, why is body image such a struggle for most women?
Whether we take the time to really stop and think about it or not, there are actually dozens of factors working against us every single day to make us gain weight, misuse food, or feel bad or confused about our bodies. And so in this book, I talk about those 15 factors. I mean, think about it. Just when we get our willpower working for us and we're eating healthier meals, then what? We get stressed and our taste buds start, you know, craving junk food, and we do the emotional eating thing. And just when we get our emotional eating under control, then our schedules get really, really busy, and suddenly we don't have time to go to the gym anymore. Our society is obsessed with images of skin and skinny. That works against us to make us feel fat, even when we're not fat. Then we've got entire industries, restaurant and food industries, working against us to kind of tempt and seduce us with, like, these sumo wrestler, you know, quantities of food that we're supposed to be eating. So whether it's our cravings, our schedules, our own metabolisms as we age begin to work against us. So we've got all of these factors every single day working against us to either make us, you know, seduce us into misusing food, abusing our bodies by eating too much, or just feeling bad about our bodies.
Now, this book, Karen, helps readers accept themselves, but you still point out the importance of fitness and healthy eating. Aren't these two emphases in conflict with each other?
You know, you would kind of think so. You would think, wow, if you really accept yourself, you're going to be happy with your body at whatever weight that you're at. But the reality is that very often we struggle with fitness and with eating healthy because we don't accept ourselves. If we get to the place where we can make peace with our bodies and we can begin to really accept and love ourselves, the natural outcome of that is wanting to take better care of our bodies and wanting to be fit and wanting to be healthy. We may not care if we're a size 2 anymore. We can let go of that. But the idea of stopping the madness of misusing food and misusing our bodies is a natural outcome of being able to relax and to be able to accept and love ourselves.
How does having a sense of humor, which it appears to me that you definitely have one, how does it help a woman achieve peace with her body?
You know, there are days that we wake up and we're like, okay, I can either laugh about this, and if I'm not laughing about this, I'm going to be crying. I'm going to be crying about this. I think that we get into danger when we take ourselves too seriously. Some days we just have to just lighten up and just be able to smile about the things going on in our life. And when we do, when we can joke about it, we realize that other people start coming alongside and saying, yeah, I felt the same way, or boy, I've always wanted to do that too, or, you know, whatever it is. And we realize, you know what, we don't need to take everything so serious. Even sad things going on in our life, sometimes humor really helps us to be able to cope.
Now, you mentioned women who, by any objective standard, are beautiful, yet feel quite inadequate. Why do you think it's so difficult for women to accept and even celebrate their beauty?
It was fascinating to me because I posted a request on a particular website that puts writers and reporters and producers in contact with people with stories that we may want to interview them for the story. And I posted a request and I said, you know, I am wanting to interview women who have learned how to love and accept their bodies without dieting. At that point, I said, I don't want to hear about the diets. I know they're out there, but how have you come to a place of accepting your body? I got dozens and dozens of responses, and it was really interesting for me to look and to see that many of the women, some were a little bit overweight, some were a lot overweight, some were underweight. Every body type responded and talked about their struggle to come to accept and to love their bodies and their self. One of the women actually has been a contestant, and I watched her show. Her name is Heather, and her story will be in the book, but she was actually on the show Extreme Makeovers. And she got the whole schmeal. I mean, she got the plastic surgery, the fitness trainer, lost 30 pounds. They did, like I said, various plastic surgery procedures on her. And when she walked out of the show, she was beautiful. It's every woman's dream. Wow, to have an entire TV show and to have producers and all of these crew members working to make me as beautiful as I can be. And in her story, she still talked about walking off that show and still wrestling with the same insecurities that she had before she went on to the show. And I had a chance to interview her, and I'll be telling her story in the book as well. So it's something that we struggle with regardless of our shape, regardless of how close we come to society's perspective and their definition of beauty, and it's something that we struggle with, which is why in this book I really focus. It's a combination of, wow, here are some things fitness-wise and health-wise that are really going to help you. Here's what I figured out about food. Here's what I figured out about exercise and metabolism. But there's also interior work that needs to happen. And here's what we do on the inside to deal with our insecurities.
And the book is A Waste is a Terrible Thing to Mind. That's a wonderful title. Karen Linneman has joined me today. And Karen, thank you again. Look forward to the book.
Thank you very much. It's been great to be here with you.